Steven Feinberg, Executive Director of the Rhode Island Film and TV Office, welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you, Chuck. Happy to be here.
You've said that the future of the film industry in the Ocean State is related to growing young filmmakers, and this Give Me Five Festival showcases some of these young filmmakers. How did you choose the shorts for this year's festival, and can you give us a little preview of some of the highlights?
The Give Me Five Film Festival, the concept was that we would try to get students from Westerly to Woonsocket together who were high school students that made movies, try to create the sense of community. And we asked them to make five-minute films or less. And a small panel just looked at what we felt were the best of these films. And I think we picked ultimately 15 films. They all are very diverse. We have documentaries, music videos, some comedies, animation. We put them all together. Hopefully everybody will enjoy themselves. It's open to the public.
In East Greenwich on Saturday night?
Yes, it's 7 o'clock in East Greenwich at the Odeon Theater. It's on 59 Main Street.
Well, to go now from teen filmmakers to a septuagenarian, Woody Allen shot his new movie here in Rhode Island last summer under great secrecy. Can you now shed some light on what the movie's about and tell us what it was like working with Woody Allen?
We really worked very, very hard to bring that to Rhode Island. The name of the film is called Irrational Man. It stars Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone. The script was terrific. I was one of the few people that had the opportunity to read the script. And obviously, I know the story, which I can't share. And even in the trailer, they really don't tell you what's going to happen next. I think the film will be a bit of a surprise for the audience.
So you have seen the script.
Yes.
Were you sworn to secrecy?
Yes.
Upon pain of death or something like
well,
that?
Well, normally what we do is normally the script will come into the office and, you know, it's confidential. Woody was very different. I had to go to the office to read it, and then that was it, and sign off that I read it.
Are there any other film projects that you can talk about coming up in Rhode Island?
Coming out very shortly is Infinitely Polar Bear that Sony Classics is releasing with Mark Ruffalo and Zoe Saldana, and that was filmed all in Providence, Goddard Park, in that area. That's going to be coming out in the next, I think, 3 months. Woody's film is premiering, as you know, at the Cannes Film Festival. I believe we'll have an August screening just before it comes out to Rhode Island. Bleed for This, which is that Vinnie Paz movie, that finished filming, and there's a sizzle reel being shown at Cannes, I believe, this week.
So, Steven Feinberg, the benefit to the economy of using state tax credits for filmmakers to shoot in Rhode Island, it remains a matter of intense debate. We won't get into that now. We don't have the time. But can you tell us how you've seen the benefits play out over the time that you've been with the Film and TV Office, and maybe give us an idea of how the industry's doing compared to prior years?
I have seen in the last 10 years, I've been here for 11 years. Last 10 years, I've seen the growth of our local film crew, whether they're creators, and I'm talking about the writers, directors, producers, actors. We've got high school teen festival, all locally. We do a lab for high school students. We do a lab now for 8 and 10-year-olds. I've seen students that studied Woody Allen and studied Wes Anderson at URI and at Rhode Island College. Now they're working with those guys. We're making it happen, and I'm very, very proud of the work that's being done for local filmmakers who are getting the opportunity to be professional and to make a living in a place they love called Rhode Island.
Steven Feinberg, Executive Director of the Rhode Island Film and TV Office. We are out of time. I want to thank you for talking with me. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.